From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette, and this is Idaho Matters. Skiing and horses are two things the Mountain West has no shortage of, so why not combine them? Well, there's already a sport for that. It's called ski-joring, and competitions are held across our region. A horse and a rider pull a skier by a rope, like water skiing, but on snow. You heard me right. KUER's Sierra Hewitt reports for the Mountain West News Bureau on a recent competition in Heber City, Utah.
It is so intense. You can feel my horse's heartbeat. You can feel my heartbeat.
This is Shelby Moore, one third of Team Frisky Whiskey. She's from Grantsville. This is her second year competing as a horse rider in ski joring.
What I'm looking for when I'm on the track is listening for Troy.
Troy is the skier on the team.
Troy's usually yelling at me, go slower, go faster, you know. So that's what I'm really listening for. And I'm always constantly looking back when I feel him pull on me a little bit harder than normal, just to make sure that he's still up.
Troy Houston, or T-Roy, as he likes to call himself, is from Parowan and has been skiing for more than 50 years, ski-joring for 8. Here's what's going through his head as he's racing.
Hang on to the rope. I just hang on. You got to be looking ahead. You got to be looking at the horse, because you don't know what the horse is. All of a sudden it acts up, or they go too fast, and you really got to compensate for everything that's going on. So it's a team effort.
But there's more. The skier also has to grab rings with one hand, shimmy them onto their arm, and snatch the rope again. Sometimes there are rings for the rider, too. And then there's the gates, turns, and jumps. So why would anyone do this?
Well, it's just the rush. Something new, something different. And my wife's like going, you're going on your own. If you get hurt, good luck, you know. But it's just fun.
The first record of an animal pulling a human on skis is from thousands of years ago in Central Asia. Equine ski-joring arrived in North America in the early 1900s. The term comes from a Norwegian word meaning ski driving. Competition in Heber began in 2017. And, of course, there's the last third of Team Frisky Whiskey, Jack.
He is 16 hands, about 1,200 pounds. He is a dapple gray. His face is kind of white, long mane and tail, big feathers on him, and big feet. He's ready.
He keeps trying to get in on this interview.
Yes, he's a love bug. He likes the attention. You got anything to say, buddy? He's just excited. His energy is very high today. He knows what's going on. He's ready to compete.
It's time to get Jack ready to race. And Houston straps on his skis. The horses have to accelerate super quickly while pulling a skier, and then the skier is constantly adjusting so there isn't too much slack in the rope. Moore says one of the biggest challenges for her is making sure the horse doesn't lose its footing.
It gets slick out there on the course, so we need to slow down and make sure that they have the traction that they need. That's my biggest fear, is if my horse falls, it's going to hurt my horse and then me or my skier, so...
There's a cowboy, rural Utah energy in the sport. Some skiers wear chaps and a cowboy hat. And there are lots of funny team names like Biscuits and Groovy, Sundance Kids, and Don't Worry, My Mom is a Doctor. And the MC has been cracking jokes all day long.
I don't know what's more beautiful, your hair or your horse's hair.
By the end of the weekend, Team Frisky Whiskey did not place. But Houston says the sport is about more than that.
Everybody needs to get outside and enjoy and breathe the clean air and live life to its fullest under the Blue Dome. And I'm the church of the Blue Dome.
Very good.
Amen.
There could be more ski-joring in Utah's future if the state wins its Winter Olympic bid. Ski-Jor International is working to bring the sport back to the Olympics. Yes, back. It made a single appearance as a demonstration sport in the 1928 Olympic Games. In Heber City, I'm Ciara Hewlett for KUER.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Race might be a hot topic right now, but for so many of us, talking about race is nothing new. On the Code Switch podcast from NPR, we go beyond the headlines and we go deep. Listen now.